Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Black Friday has officially started at Blinds.com, and the savings are huge. Right now, you can save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Don't wait. These deals are happening right now. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. With Blinds.com, there are no long lines or confusing quotes. You shop online without sacrificing quality, style, or service. One of our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Plus, you get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Blinds.com's Black Friday sales event is happening now with our best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide and score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, a woman is recovering after being shot outside the Macy's on State Street Saturday night at a time the Loop was full of people celebrating the holidays. WBBM's Nancy Hardy with the latest.
Chicago police say a 19-year-old woman was shot in the leg while walking with a group of people near Washington and State at around 9 p.m. The sounds of gunfire sent crowds running for shelter. This was just hours after thousands of people poured into downtown for the Magmile Lights Festival and Parade. Michael Edwards of the Chicago Loop Alliance tells CBS News Chicago the police department has plenty of officers during holiday patrols.
We feel like we're well protected. This is just kind of a random one-off that this unfortunately happened.
Despite earlier reports to the contrary, Chicago police say no one is in custody and they continue to investigate. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Chicago police are looking for several people in connection with incidents at separate convenience stores last night. All the details live. WBBM's Rachel Pearson.
Well, Cisco, it's not clear if these incidents are connected, but they both happened within an hour, just 2 miles apart. So this robbery first happened around 9 p.m. near Wells and North Avenue in Old Town. Chicago police say two men walked into a convenience store, maced the 51-year-old clerk, and made off with cash and several other items. Then less than 30 minutes later, thieves struck a convenience store near Wells and Washington in the Loop. And in that case, four men reportedly stole several cash registers. As of this morning, no arrests have been made in either case. Reporting live, Rachel Pearson, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A ceremony will be held today marking the 37th anniversary of the death of Chicago Mayor Harold Washington. He died after collapsing at his City Hall desk on November 25th, 1987. The annual We Remember Harold wreath-laying ceremony will be at 11 o'clock at Oakwood Cemetery on the South Side. Organizers say the event, which is open to the public, will honor his life and contributions. WBBM's Rob Hart will have more on the death of Chicago's first black mayor coming up at 8:20. Two people were shot in Little Village yesterday afternoon, leaving one of them dead and another in a hospital. Police say a 43-year-old man and a 41-year-old woman were standing on a sidewalk near 26th and Pulaski when someone started shooting from a dark sedan. Both were taken to Mount Sinai Hospital, where the man died. The woman is reportedly...
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies. Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
In good condition. A Westmont restaurant owner has died after being hit by a car in Oswego. WBBM's Carolina Garibay joins us live at the anchor desk with the details.
Cisco 49-year-old Matthew Verde was the owner of Neat Kitchen and Bar, which has locations in Westmont and Oswego. He died yesterday after being hit by a car Thursday evening. Now, Oswego police say Verde was crossing the street on an access road near the Meyer store on Route 34 around 9:40 p.m. when he was hit by a Toyota driven by a 17-year-old girl. He was transported to a hospital where he was put on life support, and according to a GoFundMe page started by a friend, Verde died yesterday around 4:30 p.m. That page is now currently raising money to cover upcoming arrangements and expenses. Live at the anchor desk, Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Northwestern Medicine researchers are sharing some new information about COVID.
Acute COVID has taken a larger toll on older adults, so many assume that age group suffered the most from long COVID symptoms. But a new study finds that is not necessarily the case. Northwestern says on average of 10 months after COVID-19 onset, it was those between the ages of 18 and 64 that dealt with more severe neurologic symptoms than adults 65 and older. The first-of-its-kind study found those symptoms ranged from headaches and issues with smell and taste to anxiety, even depression. Andy Day, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
An off-duty Chicago police officer exchanged gunfire with two people in the Washington Park area on the South Side early yesterday. Police say the officer was confronted by two gunmen on the 100 block of East 57th Street. All three fired shots. No one was hurt. The gunmen ran away. The Civilian Office of Police Accountability is investigating. Cook County Clerk-elect Monica Gordon and other officials kicking off a blood drive today. A statement says the effort was organized in response to shortages in the blood supply, especially in minority neighborhoods. It will be held at Roseland Hospital on West 111th Street starting at 10 o'clock. Chicago residents gathered downtown yesterday supporting Hong Kong activists who've been sentenced to prison for challenging their government.
Fight for freedom!
Fight for freedom!
Photos of 47 people were displayed along Michigan Avenue. Each of them handed a sentence last week of up to 10 years. Many of the people here,
we are here with everyone here to ask for their freedom.
Wearing masks, telling us they're speaking out even though they fear retribution.
The CCP system recently is just doing bit by bit to survey people, to frighten people, to harass people.
The 47 people are accused of holding an unofficial primary election seen as a threat because it would boost the chance of a pro-democracy candidate, forcing the resignation of Hong Kong's leader.
Wearing a t-shirt just like this, saying free Hong Kong, or just chanting or reposing a Facebook say support freedom of speech is illegal.
Sarah Herrera, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Now sports, here's Josh List.
Morning. Five straight losses have trashed the Bears' playoff chances. Yeah, technically they still have a chance, but getting tossed aside by the visiting Vikings in overtime, 30-27 hurts, even after rallying for 11 points in the last couple of minutes to force OT. They're bragging a bit about all these yards, 340 passing yards for Caleb Williams, an offense that earns 398 in his second game under new OC Thomas Brown.
What Thomas has kind of brought the past couple of weeks has been big in terms of providing, you know, good, simple answers for Caleb and you know, kind of getting everybody on the same page. And still, we still have our things that we got to work through. But I think it's been a much cleaner operation in the past couple weeks.
Tight end Cole Kmet there. Williams throws for a couple of TDs to DJ Moore and Keenan Allen.
I think we got better on offense. We've gotten better over these past couple games. I think today was a testament to that. Being decisive, receivers and everybody. You know, it's tough. It's a tough loss. Just because you get the ball in overtime and You don't go and seal the deal.
Williams had an amazing completion, 27 yards to DJ Moore to set up the tying field goal at the end of the fourth quarter. Also had a team-high 33 yards rushing. The Bears go down and out in overtime, 3-and-out after winning the coin toss. And the Parker Romo 29-yard field goal is the difference in the Vikings' win over the Bears. They'll drag that 4-7 record into mighty Detroit. The 10-1 Lions, about a 10.5-point favorite Thanksgiving morning. Detroit just won its ninth in a row, 24. 34-6 over Indy. Running back David Montgomery scores on the ground. The ex-Bear suffers a shoulder injury. Doesn't return, but says after the game he'll be good to go against the Bears. Baltimore's at L.A. to face the Chargers tonight. John Harbaugh of the Ravens, Jim of the Chargers, are the head coaches. 5-0 final earns Northwestern field hockey a national championship, beating St. Joseph's up in Ann Arbor, Michigan. Maddie Zimmer and Ilsa Tromp, 2 goals each. College football has Oregon up number 1 again. Alabama and Ole Miss dropping out of the top 10. Notre Dame's up a spot to number 5 and Illinois number 22. Josh Liss, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
It was 37 years ago today, Chicago's Mayor Harold Washington died of a massive heart attack at City Hall. WBBM's Rob Hart looks back on the pivotal day in Chicago's history.
Mayor Washington was just taken from his fifth floor City Hall office on a stretcher.
November 25th, 1987 was the day before Thanksgiving. WBBM's Bob Crawford was at City Hall when the paramedics were called to Mayor Washington's fifth floor office.
We do not know the mayor's condition at this time.
Reporter Carol Ramos was one of many journalists at Northwestern Memorial Hospital.
There I was, seeing him being wheeled in, and it kind of hits you. That's the end of an era.
At 1:36 this afternoon, Mayor Harold Washington was pronounced dead.
WBBM's Phil Rogers was at the hospital that afternoon.
From then on, it was nonstop news, nonstop work. Thanksgiving disappeared. The funeral was enormous, drawing luminaries from all over America. And, it, you know, behind the scenes, you had this huge struggle for power in the city council to try to select a new mayor.
You do not intimidate me.
Can we please have order?
Mayor Washington died months after he was reelected. Bob Crawford was there when aldermen selected Eugene Sawyer to serve as mayor during the first half of Washington's term.
There is much cheering going on in the Sawyer camp. Just moments ago, a meeting broke up down the hall from the council chambers, and Sawyer supporters came out yelling, "Hey, we've got a new mayor, we've got a new mayor."
Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
People served by a woman who was murdered in the Portage Park community last week are remembering her as a kind and loving nanny. WBBM's Nancy Hardy with more.
Mariella was a part of our family, writes one woman. Our daughters love her and were just asking about her last week. That's one of the tributes in a GoFundMe campaign to Lacria Mora Beldy, whose nickname was Mariella. The 54-year-old woman was stabbed to death last week, allegedly by her husband, 57-year-old Constantine Beldy. He was under an order of protection after allegedly attacking Mariella in October, and the day before this attack pleaded not guilty. After the stabbing, he was found dead in a car nearby. Mariella's three children are organizing the fundraiser to pay to send her body back to Romania and for funeral expenses. Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The trial of former Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan resumes today at the Dirksen Federal Courthouse in downtown. It's expected to last into next year. This week is going to be a shortened one because of Thanksgiving. Madigan is charged with racketeering and bribery. Former ComEd lobbyist Mike McLean is also a defendant in the case. Senator Tammy Duckworth is responding to comments made by Pete Hegseth. He's President-elect Trump's pick for Secretary of Defense. Hegseth said women should not have combat roles in the military.
Well, it just shows this lack of understanding of where our military is. You know, he was a pretty low-ranking guy in the military, and he never had a command position. He was a platoon leader, I think, once or twice, but he never even commanded a company. And so this is a man who is inordinately unqualified for the position.
Duckworth was critically wounded in 2004 while deployed in Iraq as a Black Hawk helicopter pilot. She notes more than 220,000 women currently serve in the military.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.